Welcome, everybody. Shir number 800. Baruch Hashem, in our Hilchos Brachos, we reached another plateau. Shir number 800. May Hashem help us further with koichos and energy and siyata d'shmaya to be mamshech weiter. Okay, so I just want to talk about an interesting thing, just something that came up. We want to start, like I mentioned, I want to start the bracha of Bar Nefashos and Al Hamichya and get into those various different halachas. It's just an interesting question that was brought to my attention. We mentioned a while back in reference to when somebody takes a candy in their mouth, a mint or gum or whatever the case is, one should be careful to make sure to swallow something, some of the taste. It shouldn't be a hefsik as far as between the bracha and the chewing. Like we spoke about in reference to food, right? L'chatchila, for sure. Preferably one should be careful to swallow the first bite. Before a person talks, and even not to walk around. Now we're not talking about shinoi makom now as far as changing place. It's just simple. It shouldn't be a hefsik. Shouldn't be a halachic interruption between the bracha and the eating. So preferably one should swallow the first bite. L'chatchila for sure. Okay, so now we said the b'di'evet, somebody didn't. So as long as they were eating it, even if they didn't, somebody spoke out. But b'di'evet, we don't say over the bracha, but it's a very, very important thing to make sure to swallow. So how does that work with candy, mints, gum, these type of things? So we mentioned in the past, one should be careful to swallow. You know, the first taste that comes out of a person puts a candy in their mouth, right? They make a shehakol. Of course, you have to make a bracha, of course, on all these things, whatever it is. Candy, gum, mints, whatever it is a person takes in their mouth, you make a shahakol, and then once you felt you swallow the first bit of taste, so then we said lemaisa said that would be considered as though they're swallowing the first bite, and it would not be a hefsik. But an important point that was brought to my attention, something which we spoke about in shinoi makom taka, when the halachas of changing places in general with food. Now, obviously, that's a tremendous, tremendous subject, which we went through. We have many, many shiurim on that, all the various different ins and outs. But just one quick note that I want to bring out that people ask. Somebody puts a candy in their mouth. They make a shahakol. So how does that work as far as walking around, right? You want to walk outside. You want to, whatever the case is, a person wants to walk outside. A person wants to walk from room to room. I have a candy in my mouth. I could be sucking on the candy, I don't know, 15 minutes, right? I'm going to go outside or whatever. So if a person is chewing gum, a person is eating a mint, a person's these various different type of things that a person doesn't bite into. You suck on it for a while. Sometimes it's a larger candy, whatever the case is, and it's going to take a while. It could take 20 minutes or whatever. I'm just giving an example. Or I know some people, I've heard in the past, even with gum, they could be chewing for who knows a half hour, whatever the case is. But be it as it may, we're not getting into all the ins and outs of how that works with these type of things, but important note to keep in mind that first of all, as far as going from room to room, in other words, somebody makes a shahakol, they put a candy in their mouth, fine. So to go from room to room, right, that's not a problem. In general, even though the halachas of shina and makom, of changing places, do apply to the bracha of shahakol, they apply to the bracha of hadama and ha'etz. So this candy is shahakol, but when you go from room to room, although it is a machlokes, but b'di'evet for sure, it's not a problem. In general, what one should do, the Mishnah Berurah does say, anytime you're eating shahakol, or let's say in our case, you put a candy, make a shahakol, put a candy in your mouth, just have a mind real quickly, l'chatchila, preferably, according to the Mishnah Berurah, have a mind, so you'll be walking throughout the house, right? A person sucking a candy, they go in this room, that room, whatever. So, but the best thing is, like Mishnah Berurah says, to have in mind that you'll be traveling throughout the house. Now, but the question is, what about if somebody walks outside? So that becomes already more problematic. In other words, if somebody takes a candy in their mouth and they have a mind to stay in their house, they make a shakal and they're sitting or whatever the case is, or even if they're walking, whatever the case is, and they have a mind to stay there, and then they decide to go out. So that already is running into a problem. We're not going to go through all those various different halachas. There's many, many different halachas, how that works, especially, but definitely if you're leaving the building, it becomes a major problem of shinoi makom, especially according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's a major, major problem. But what one should do, if one has to go out. Let's say, for example, a person is going to work, a person is going, whatever the case is, they have to go somewhere, and they're gonna be outside for a while, right? They go into the car. So what do they want to do? They want to put a candy into their mouth. So what they should do here, there is a concept known as holchei drachim, which again, we have spoken about all those various different ins and outs also, which again, we're not going to go through those halachas again, but just like we said back then, somebody wants to take a coffee. This question comes up all the time. A person is going to work, let's say, right? They'll be driving for 20 minutes. They'll be driving for a half hour. So they want to take a coffee with them, right? So, and they want to make a bracha in, whatever, in the house. They're not going to wait till they want to take, I've heard in the past, person has the coffee cup and they want to take a sip, right? Whatever. It's a full cup and it's hot, whatever the case might be. So very good. So right before a person leaves, the house, they make the shahakal. They take a sip of the coffee. But when you make the shahakal, just have in mind that you want to do what's called holchei drachim, meaning you'll be going with the coffee down to the car and into the car and driving or whatever the case is, and then you continue. Then one could continue drinking, sipping, or whatever they want to do with that coffee, and it's not a problem, even though you left the house, because this concept of holchei drachim is basically you make a bracha, a shahakal, in a case where it's a shahakal, it could be with something else, but you make a bracha right before you leave the house. And you have in mind, you'll be traveling, whatever the traveling is, 10, 15, 20 minutes in the car, out the car, whatever the case is. And then that item, whether it's the coffee or whether it's the candy or whether it's the gum or mint or whatever the person is putting into their mouth, that item will be covered and they won't be running into a problem of shinoi makom, of changing places. Because otherwise it does definitely runs into a problem. It's the same halachas basically, which we've spoken about in great, great detail. If somebody has a coffee, right? We all know the famous, if somebody has a coffee and they're sitting on the table and then they decide to go out of the house, whatever, down the block, whatever, then they come back, you have to make over the bracha. That's called shinoi makom. You leave your house, it's running into a major problem, and the person walks out, walks to the neighbor, whatever, schmoozing with the neighbor, comes back, all of a sudden, oh, my coffee, you got to make a new bracha. And it doesn't matter if you had it in mind also, that doesn't help. But if a person's going out and they'll be, you know, traveling for a while, a short while, it doesn't mean, you know, a long period, 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever, half hour, whatever it might be, either whether it's a coffee, a candy, gum, mint, whatever they're putting into their mouth right before they leave, one should make sure at that point, make the shahakal, put it in your mouth, and then you could go ahead and do what you have to do, even though you might be, you know, traveling back and forth in the car, out the car, whatever the case is. That candy, that mint, or whatever it is in the person's mouth will be covered, and they don't have to worry about going in and out. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.